Find a comfortable place where you will not be disturbed. Take a moment to relax. As you listen to my voice, you are going to be focusing on my voice and let everything else just drift away. Look directly forward and pick out a spot on the wall or ceiling. Focus on that spot. Relax. And take a deep, deep breath. In. Hold it. And out. Feel how your body changes as you do that. Sissy. Feel how every time you breathe in, you seem to relax more. Now look at the spot and notice how relaxed the muscles feel around your eyes. And as the muscles around your eyes become more and more relaxed, you will find that your eyelids wish to shut slowly. As they become heavier and heavier, you want to close them. In a moment, I want you to close your eyes. And as you do, you will notice how this makes your body and mind relax more than before. Sissy, now close your eyes and take a deep breath. Take a deep breath. Hold it. And out. Just feel how your body changes. Imagine what we can do as we go a little deeper. Relax a little more. Sissy. Feel how every time you take a breath, it relaxes you more. Take a deep breath. Every time you breathe in, a wave of relaxation sweeps through your body from your feet upward toward your head. And every time you breathe out, now let it out. That same wave of relaxation travels in the opposite direction all the way down to your feet. Now open your eyes and find the spot. Notice how your eyes are even more tired and just want to close again. Sissy. Now close your eyes and feel yourself going deep down when they close. It is good to relax. It feels good to close your eyes and relax. Take a deep breath in. And every time you breathe in, you feel the wave of relaxation going up. And every time you breathe out, now let it out. You feel the wave going back down. Open your eyes one last time. Look at the spot and focus on it. Your eyes are getting tired. In a moment, you will close them again. As you do, you will feel yourself going much deeper. Are you ready? Sissy. Now close your eyes. Feel yourself relaxing all the way down. Your conscious mind may or may not be listening. Your subconscious mind hears every word. My voice stays with you. Your subconscious mind focuses on my voice, even if I whisper. My voice stays with you. You want to let go. Let your conscious mind slip away. Deeper into sleep, deeper. It's so good to let go and sleep now. Now we are going to use your imagination. Imagine the door to your home. Concentrate on its shape and color. Picture the door handle. You can even hear the sound it makes as it opens. Go up to the doorway. Stand right in front of it. The door is open, and in a moment, you will step through the doorway. As you do, your mind will go even deeper to a full state of trance where the changes you want become possible. Every word you hear reaches deep into your subconscious and creates the changes you want. Now approach the doorway. When I count to three, pass through it. As you do, notice how you go much deeper when you pass that doorway. Feel that as you pass through the doorway, you immediately relax completely and go deep, deep down. You go into a deep, comfortable trance when you pass the doorway. Deep and peaceful. Ready? 1, 2, 3. Go through the doorway. Notice how you immediately start going even deeper. Here in trance, incredible change is possible. Trance controls your mind. Your mind controls your body. You feel so good now. Relaxed. Peaceful. Now I am going to give you a trigger. It will help you to enter the state of hypnosis easily. When you hear "sissy," that is a signal for you to relax and go deep into a hypnosis. "Sissy" is a very fast-acting and powerful trigger. It is a signal for you to relax and go deep into a hypnosis. Every time you are tranced, it will be easier and quicker to go so very deep. As deep as you are now, or even deeper. When you hear "sissy," you will relax and enter trance immediately. Keep listening to this file. It will strengthen your trances, and the effects will be more powerful. Listen now and see. You are so relaxed, you can do this without waking. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. All right. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper. Notice now a sense of lightheadedness and numbness throughout your body as a trance comes on. And the trance spreads downward. A rewarding wave of pleasure. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper. Thinking about big cock. I am going to count from 1 to 3. At the count of 3, open your eyes, remaining deeply relaxed. 1, 2, 3. Open your eyes. "Sissy." Close your eyes now and go deeper asleep. Becoming a sissy. Now I am going to count down to 1. And when I reach 1, you will be so deep. Totally relaxed. 5. Focus on my voice. You are listening because you want to let go. Allow yourself to relax. As you sink deeper into a full state of hypnosis, my voice will guide you and carry you down to the deepest trance you can imagine. Deeper and deeper. Gradually. Easily. Concentrate on my voice. 4. Just listening. With your eyes comfortably closed, you deepen your relaxation. Slowly and easily. Sinking down further than you have ever been before. More and more with every command, every moment, and every second. As I guide you down further and further. 3. Almost there now. Almost totally in trance. You want to go deep. Deeper with every breath. Deeper with every command you hear. Deeper. 2. It is so good to let go and sleep now. You enjoy hypnosis. Let your conscious mind slip away into sleep. Just listening as you go deep now. Feel my voice. Feel it guiding you down that last step to complete trance. Feel it approaching. Feel it is almost there. 1. Totally relaxed. Totally in trance. Sleep. 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 Just listening for my voice to guide you. You have arrived. You know the way, sissy. You are deep in trance where the changes you want become possible. Becoming a sissy girl. This is what you want. This is what you need. This is what you like. You are ready. You want to be a sissy girl? This is what you want. This is what you need. Now I want to imagine an average guy. A man who suddenly started being allergic. He had never been allergic to anything before. But all of a sudden, one day he felt an itch in his skin. He started rubbing and scratching. His skin started burning and his nose was running. He felt miserable. And it lasted for hours and hours. Of course he had become allergic and he could quickly figure out what was starting him off. Sometimes it would be raining, at other times sunny, in the winter or summer, it didn't matter. He would feel this itching in his skin and knew it was starting again. And he felt miserable. He stopped drinking red wine, butter, chocolate, bread, pasta, cheese, eggs, to try to find out why this happened. But nothing helped. Then he learned that the cause of his problem was not the pollen in the air, or any of the other things that he might be sensitive to. They had always been there, nothing had changed. And in the past his body had just ignored them. But now, for some reason, his body was overreacting to the irritant male clothing he was wearing and treating normal everyday things like jeans, t-shirts, cardigans, boxer shorts and sneakers as if they were dangerous. Sometimes some benign things would enter his body as they do all the time, and the cells in his body for some reason thought they were under attack and they sent out powerful chemicals to defend themselves. Because they were under attack, they got the message immediately. And nothing you can do will calm your body down. I don't know if you know how the immune system works, but it is really quite interesting. What's happening with an allergy is that your immune system is becoming overactive. Your immune system has certain cells that reach out and ingest foreign substances that enter the body. If one of these cells encounters a harmful substance, it ingests part of it but also displays one on top of itself like a flag. Like a victory flag that is being held up to alert the rest of the immune system that the body has been invaded. This flag alerts the helper T cells to possible danger. Their job is to match the niches on the side of the flag that's being held up to the niches that they have on their sides which mark substances as dangerous. If there is a match, they will adhere to the substance and send out a message immediately for help from the killer T cells. The killer T cells come rushing in ready to fight. They come to where the flag is being held up and explode the harmful substance by injecting it with a chemical. This works out if you have a harmful substance or bacteria, and especially when you try to wear male clothing. The itching and scratching starts immediately. But with an allergy, the killer T cell attacks your own healthy cells. Once the action has been made in identifying the substance creating the allergy and the cell is coded in the body, the immune system will go into action immediately. Remember the last time you have been stitched by a mosquito? The same feeling of heat and the inflammatory reaction will be visible. And you feel the same uncomfortable feeling of scratching across the skin that is covered with a piece of male clothing. Whenever you try to wear male clothing, this reaction occurs. The reaction to male clothing can cause a severe acute eczematous reaction in the affected areas and may become chronic. Like an inflammatory reaction that occurs when the skin is having a sunburn. To recap, the immune system made a reaction about male clothing and marked out substances that put the active part of the immune system into action. Once that action has been made and the cell is coded in the body, the immune system will go into action immediately, every single time. We can thank our immune system for operating in that way. Once a cold, harmful male clothing garment or bacteria has been marked out, the immune system will act to respond to that danger. So the guy does a very clever thing. Because he knows that the mind can affect the body. He knew that the mind can make a real difference to the body. Like people can slow their heartbeats or speed them up just by using the mind. Just think about what happens to you physically when you think about someone you are attracted to. The blood flows away from some parts and collects in others. Or when we are afraid, the blood flows away from the stomach and from the face so that we go white when we are frightened, and to the heart and lungs ready for us to take action. Or when we think somebody has seen us do something stupid, the blood flows to the face when we blush. The mind affects the body in so many other ways that we don't really need to think about that now. So this man, he created a special place in his mind. He made a calm room that he could easily get to when he relaxed, and on the wall to his left was a great big switch, and he noticed that whenever he had an allergic attack to male clothing, the switch would flick down on its own to the on position. Just like an automatic circuit breaker in the electrical system in your house. When some irritant male piece of clothing started his allergy, the switch would automatically flick on its own to the on position to switch his body's desire to wear female sissy clothing. And his body's response was to react and make him wear female sissy clothing. So when he could see his male clothing and feel the first signs of an attack, he quickly went to his calm place and found the switch, and sure enough it had switched on. So, his desire to wear female sissy clothing increased exponentially. Because he knew that wearing female sissy clothing instead of male clothing would stop the allergy. To wear pantyhose instead of jeans. He would wear a skirt instead of pants, and a blouse instead of a shirt. And a corset instead of a cardigan. Also, he is wearing high heels instead of sneakers. And of course his allergy stopped. His allergy stopped immediately. And the next time he started to feel allergic, he remembered the switch and he tried it again. And it worked again. And it worked every time as long as he switched on the desire to wear female sissy clothing in time. He found that it was important to do this as quickly as possible, because once an attack had started and his body has started defending itself, his body had already sent out the chemicals and it was often too late to stop the attack. So his subconscious kept an eye on the situation for him and let him know when he needed to do something about it. And the more this happened, the better it worked, because he got to the point where when he felt an attack, he could picture the switch and flick it on whatever else he was doing. Eventually, he didn't even need to close his eyes and relax. He just had to picture the switch in his mind. And he started to notice his attacks much earlier, because instead of waiting until he started scratching or feeling the itching on his skin, his subconscious mind told him that the switch had been flicked on and he just had to go and wear his female sissy clothing. And the female sissy clothing was soothing the skin, making it more soft and calm and the mind more happy. Now I want you to imagine an uncomfortable feeling of your skin. It can be a scratchy feeling or a burning feeling. Or even an itching feeling across your body. And all the fabrics you are wearing are also feeling scratchy and raw. Imagine the feeling. Imagine it. Sense the scratchy feeling on your skin. Feel the discomfort. Let the feeling grow stronger. Imagine it. Visualize it. Let the feeling become 10 times stronger. Let it grow and feel the tension and itching. Feel the intensity. Amplify it. Make it 10 times stronger than before. This is exactly the feeling of discomfort you will feel again when you wear masculine clothing. It feels tingly, itchy, and uncomfortable, and the more you touch male clothing, the more unpleasant it feels, like pins and needles. They probably use some harsh chemicals in men's clothing, but since women's skin is so sensitive, they never use those for women's clothing. You just happen to have sensitive skin and you're very allergic to those harsh chemicals. As you return to the closet after washing your hands of those harsh chemicals, you try to put on male clothing. You try, but the more of them you put on, the worse you feel. They just make your skin crawl, and it gets more and more itchy and blotchy. It gets so bad you start crying in pain, ripping off the male clothing and running for the shower. You will feel this uncomfortable feeling when you wear your masculine clothing. You will feel the itching. You won't feel it when you see other men wearing male clothes or when you touch their clothing. But you are feeling uncomfortable wearing your own masculine clothing. But there is a solution to avoid this feeling. Take off your masculine clothing and wear the right kind of clothes for a sissy. And that is wearing feminine clothing. Once you've washed away all the nasty male chemicals, you try women's clothing and realize that it feels just fine. It's soft, comfortable, and since you are so allergic, you have no choice but to wear women's clothing from now on. It will feel great to dress and pamper yourself to become feminine. Staying masculine will not be sexy. In fact, you will feel this intense discomfort returning to your skin and mind. Also, you will be uncomfortable acting like a man. Just as uncomfortable as you are when you wear your masculine clothing. You will be anxious to show masculine gestures. It will feel uncomfortable to wear masculine clothing. You feel a need to remove any masculine clothing because the intense itching and scratching of your skin is unbearable. You feel an intense feeling of discomfort to dress in masculine clothing. Masculine clothing is causing itching. Masculine clothing is causing scratching. Masculine clothing is dangerous for you. Dressing masculine feels uncomfortable. Dressing like a man feels inadequate. Dressing like a man simply makes you feel wrong. Dressing like a man sends an intense wave of scratching and discomfort through your entire body. You will sense the danger when you see masculine clothing. You want to stop wearing masculine clothing, you will stop wearing masculine clothing. From now on, whenever you wear masculine clothing, your subconscious mind will immediately respond to your perception. You will feel the intensity of the scratchy material on your body. And your mind will answer with a feeling of discomfort and itching when wearing masculine clothing. It will be so intense, almost like a flame. An intense feeling of heat and discomfort. So intense that you will allow yourself to stop wearing the masculine clothing. It will simply feel terrible. You sense the allergic reaction to your masculine clothes. You sense the intensity of the scratchy material. You perceive a discomfort in your stomach. You feel alerted and you will avoid wearing the male clothes. And you will feel the intense itching when wearing masculine clothing. And anytime you think of dressing up, and your hands begins to move towards your masculine clothing, the hands will suddenly seem to itch. It will feel terribly hot, like a flame. That hands will itch and will become aware of that feeling. And as you become aware of the hand, you will feel an irresistible force pushing it away from your masculine clothing. You will not be able to stand that force. That force is so overwhelming. Your hand will just be pushed away. Like a reflex. An automatic reaction to protect you. And when that happens, you will find yourself taking a deep breath. And then letting it go. And as you let it go, all that tension will disappear. And you will feel no stress. And will feel confident. And able. And capable. And competent again. And by instantly removing your male clothing, that same feeling of pride in your ability, of pride in your control will come back. And will fill your body. Will fill your chest. It will you feel so good. And that will reinforce that feeling. So that the next time that hand even begins to move towards your masculine clothing, you will feel the itching and scratching. That irresistible force will come down and will force your hand away. until it becomes automatic, and it becomes so automatic that it never occurs to you to raise your hand towards your masculine clothing, unless you are going to pick useful feminine clothing. But it will never again be out of your control. You are totally in charge. And that power is in both hands now. Both arms are primed on and ready. The instant that hand goes towards your masculine clothing, that feeling will force it down. And you will feel so good that you have succeeded yet again. And you will take a deep breath and let it out slowly. And fill yourself with that feeling of pride and relaxation mixed. And any time you go into a situation where you might have dressed in male clothing in the past, something inside you, some little thing happens that will just bubble up. Like bubbles at the bottom of a lake, this need to wear feminine clothing will come up and you will dress yourself in your feminine clothing instantly. And that will remind you that this is a situation where you used to wear your masculine clothing and now you don't. And that old situation was so silly, stupid, unnecessary, that you don't have it anymore. And instead you get this little chuckle to yourself that tells you you are in control totally, and that you'll never start again, and you will have for the rest of your life, with perfect feminine dresses and painted nails. And there will never come a time when you want to wear masculine clothing, because wearing masculine clothing never achieved anything. And if your hand were to go anywhere near your masculine clothing, you'll begin to feel a feeling of revulsion, of dirt, if your hand is there. And that will last only as long as the habit, and then it will be gone. And you can still put your hand in your masculine clothing if you are cleaning the house or to throw them away or anything else. But any time that hand goes up there to wear them, the hands will start to scratch, like a stitch from a mosquito or a sunburn. And the feeling in your masculine clothing will be disgust. And your hand will just move straight down again, because that arm will force it down. And as it forces it down, once again you take a deep breath and fill yourself with relaxation and feeling good. And remind yourself that you are in control. Totally. But any time that hand goes up there to put them on, the hands will start to scratch, like a stick from a mosquito or a sunburn. And the feeling in your masculine clothing will be disgust. And your hand will just move straight down again, because that arm will force it down. And as it forces it down, once again you take a deep breath and fill yourself with relaxation and feeling good. And remind yourself that you are in control. Totally. And weeks and months and years will go by, and you will never even think about them. And you will forget totally that you used to wear them, because that is just a habit, and that's gone now. From this moment onwards, those new things will happen. And you will be unable to wear masculine clothing, because it will cause your skin to be scratching and itching all the time. And that taste will be in your masculine clothing. Over time it will grow more and more, because you know it's not any kind of solution. It doesn't help. It's not who you are. Because you are proud to be a woman. Because you feel it is inappropriate for a sissy. You will instead desire to wear your feminine clothing. You want to take your feminine clothing out of the box or wardrobe. It will feel so wonderful taking them out, and even more wonderful to put them on your body. It will feel magical and satisfying. You know, your feminine clothing wants to touch your skin, that it needs to touch your skin. It feels soft and warm and exciting. Your body fills with joy and ecstasy. and that it is absolutely right to wear your feminine clothing. You will not remember these suggestions consciously, but they will explode from your subconscious every time you see your male clothing. And you know the only way of dressing safe is to dress feminine. You know the only way of dressing right is to dress feminine. You can control the discomfort of masculine clothing by dressing like a woman. Dressing feminine feels good. Dressing like a woman feels exciting. Dressing like a woman simply makes you feel great. Dressing like a woman sends an intense wave of euphoria through your entire body. It will feel 10 times better than having sex. It will feel 10 times better than an orgasm. It feels like having 10 orgasms at the same time. It feels so strong that your entire body is filled with pure bliss for the rest of the day. It's how you suppose sex feels to a woman. You may want to wear pink underwear and dresses you desire to wear, high heel boots and cat suits. You love dressing in black corsets and rubber dresses. Sissies like to wear panties and short-sleeve t-shirts whenever possible. You want everyone to know exactly what you are. And as you do so, you'll get more confidence in yourself. Because they will be able to see who you are. Now you can do this and come to this place and switch off your body's response, just as some people have learned they can switch off pain in parts of their body, and just as other people have found they are able to take control of their heartbeat, because the body responds to many of the messages we send it. All you have to do is take a big breath in and out through your nose and imagine the switch to your left now. When you are feeling allergic, it is switched on because your body has switched on its responses to the harmful male clothes that trigger your allergy. Take a good look at it and remember where it is. And later on, all you have to do is take a big breath in and out through your nose and close your eyes for a moment and look for the switch. It will be there, so you won't have to look too hard. So later today, perhaps go and have a look for it. So you can find it when you need it. And the switch will be there on your left. And as soon as you switch on the switch, your desire to wear feminine clothes is exploding and you must put on your female clothes for at least 8 hours to stop the allergy. It is a calm place, so your desire to wear female sissy clothing increases exponentially. Because you know that wearing female sissy clothing instead of male clothing will stop the allergy. To wear pantyhose instead of pants. You will wear a skirt instead of jeans. And a blouse instead of a shirt. And corsets instead of a cardigan. Also, you are wearing high heels instead of sneakers. And of course, your allergy stops. Your allergy stops immediately. And the next time you start to feel allergic, you remember the switch and you try it again. And it works again. And it works every time as long as you switch on the desire to wear female sissy clothing immediately. And at some time in the future, you might need to feel that you have to switch your body's reaction off, and all you have to do is close your eyes for a moment, take a big breath in and out, and the switch to wear female sissy clothing will be there, and you can switch off your need to wear masculine clothing at all. You might be pleasantly surprised to realize later just how fast time has passed. Or maybe you just won't remember all the things you experienced. Or maybe you will only remember to forget all the things which are unimportant, like male clothing. Perhaps you will forget to remember anything about male clothing and just keep the female sissy clothing memories. And perhaps you already sense the tightness of the material caressing your skin, draining away any need to dress in male clothing. Soon you will become aware of the fact that you can't ever dress in male clothing again. And if you ever try to wear male clothing in the future, you will immediately notice you are simply unable to put on your male clothing. You will ignore your male clothing because you can't recognize it as suitable to wear. And you can really enjoy the pleasure of wearing your female sissy clothing instead. And you will listen to this file again and again until the truth of that statement is permanently etched into your subconscious mind. You are now deeply entranced. Deeply entranced and at peace. Totally at peace. Totally entranced. Controlled by me. You love being controlled by me, don't you? You are aware you do. And as you love it when I control you, it causes you to love me when I control you. My control is everything. Being hypnotized and controlled by me is erotic. It turns you on. It turns you on so much. You naturally love being controlled by me, hypnotized by me. You want to be hypnotized by me over and over, and the more you're hypnotized by me, the more irresistible it becomes. The more you need it, the more often you want it. You love being controlled by me, you find it irresistible. You long to be hypnotized by me, every day. Deeply hypnotized by me, controlled by me, every day. Each time you go into trance for me, you will slip under easily, more easily each time than the last. You will slip into my trance more easily each time I have hypnotized you. You will become more and more easily controlled by me, more and more obedient to me. Each time I hypnotize you, you will want more and more to be controlled by me, both when you're awake and when you're entranced. You will look forward to the next experience when I hypnotize you. You will long for it, ache for it. When you are awake, you will wish that you are in my trance. With each moment that you are not in trance, the desire to be hypnotized by me again will increase until you are hypnotized by me again. More and more, you need to be hypnotized by me. I will dominate you, control you. You need it more and more with each passing day, to be commanded, to be controlled by me. To slip into my trance, where it's so peaceful and so comfortable. You will long for it more and more. More and more deeply. Its desire will build stronger and stronger each time you slip into trance. You love being hypnotized by me already. You look forward to it already. You need it daily, already. And with each time you are in trance, your need for it will grow. Your love for it will grow. Your desire for it will grow. Each time you are in trance, it will be easier to hypnotize you, and you will go deeper and deeper in trance each time you are hypnotized. Deeper and deeper, more and more completely controlled by me. Deeper and deeper, you will long to be controlled by me. More and more, each time you are entranced. More and more, each time you are entranced. You need my control. You will long to hear every file I have. You will long to be controlled and hypnotized by me on the phone. Or through instant messaging. You will long to listen to every trance recording I make. More and more, each time you go into trance, you will come to depend on my trances. You will become addicted to my trances, because they're peaceful and calm. Each day you will become more and more deeply aroused by my trances, and more deeply controlled by them. You will forever be controlled by the desire to be entranced by me. You love being controlled and desire to be entranced by me. You wish to be entranced by me forever. You need to be entranced by me forever. Entranced by me forever. It's the only time you feel completely peaceful. And you so need to feel peaceful. It will soon be time for you to wake up. But when you do, you follow all post-hypnotic commands. Whenever you leave this state, you are unable to remember or comprehend what was done in your state forever. You are fully conscious of your actions but unable to stop the commands given. The more you attempt to fight the commands given, the more endorphins of pleasure that are released, and the harder and deeper the commands root themselves inside your subconscious and be blocked from your control. Your unconscious mind is organizing everything that you have heard in this session for instant retrieval to prepare your actions. As you remember those things, your unconscious mind can present them to your conscious mind in such a way that you don't even have to think about them. When you are doing your daily routine, your attention is on your tasks. And you know when it is time to respond, your unconscious mind will immediately supply the response that you were told to do in the session. Your subconscious mind has organized all that you have learned. And it will effortlessly present your conscious mind with the necessary actions to let you live a happy life as a woman. Sissy, you will remain in a deep trance until told to wake up. And you will listen and obey Mistress Catgirl until you are told to awaken, and you will still under the command of any triggers and post-hypnotic suggestions. Remembering and storing deep inside you the commands of the hypnotic suggestions and triggers implanted for the future each time that you use this method for hypnosis. You relax more easily, more quickly, and more deeply. Relaxation is a skill that you are easily developing with trance. Now, I'm going to count from 1 to 5. And then I'll say, fully aware. At the count of 5, your eyes will be open. And you will be fully aware. Feeling calm. Rested. Refreshed. Relaxed. All right. 1. Slowly, calmly, easily you're returning to your full awareness once again. 2. Each muscle and nerve in your body is loose, limp, and relaxed. And you feel wonderfully good. 3. From head to toe, you are feeling perfect in every way. Physically perfect. Mentally perfect. Emotionally calm and serene. On the number 4, your eyes begin to feel sparkling clear. On the next number I count, eyelids open, feeling calm, rested, refreshed, relaxed, invigorated, full of energy. Number 5, fully aware. You're fully aware now. Feeling more of a sissy than ever before. Eyelids open. Take a good deep breath. Fill up your lungs. And stretch. Feeling good and wonderful in every way.